Was there supporting documentation on all the other items, though? Have you seen the? Have you seen this from Travis?
Yes.
Okay. So the questions that were in there, he had.
The questions that he
you
had.
You were able to answer.
Because the only thing that was, I just didn't want to overwhelm his inbox.
Right. Yeah, you didn't want to send
just
all
the payroll.
I assumed that. I
yes. Yeah, so. The rest of it has all of the documentation. Yeah,
we had it already as
yes.
required.
Yes, it was okay. Turned in and done through, gone through the review committee.
So, why was this put on the agenda as it was? Does anybody know? And it wasn't CARE Act total discussion because we really can't discuss. So now we think we know what we can do here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, we'll know what we can do on that one.
Nikki had this put on. I asked.
But we can't make any decisions because it's not right. been agendized properly. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if we knew if there was a reason. We don't know.
So, I mean, I think for this, the decision you could make was, would be to fund or not the payroll section, because that was the
Well, I think question, this is good information for us
it's
to
great
make.
To have, but
what's that? We
could have it's done. Great information to have to go towards the overall
the
decision
overall.
Process.
Yeah.
Right.
We could have covered it with the other.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we now know what we can do there.
So we want to move on down the agenda, or
Sheila, do you have any other? Okay.
No, I'd already questioned that.
Alternative Health Labs LLC CARES Act request.
And I questioned this one. Oh, you want to mention the letter? I'm sorry.
I do have a letter dated March 4th, 2021, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
This was number 26 on the list of small business that we did already go through the process of approving funding. So it's the one holdout.
Yeah. And I went back and read the minutes and everything, and I thought we'd taken care of it, but I was told that. Yeah, I know. I was told that we need to officially do that. I didn't know that.
With the official decision on this one, I can go through and finish the funding for small businesses.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
With the decision, official decision on the one that was held back, this one, I can go through and finish the funding for the small businesses that was approved.
Mm-hmm.
Week before last? Last week.
We omitted it, 26, and approved as a thanks in the minutes today.
Same question on this one. Is the supporting documentation there? You just didn't send it to them, or it just wasn't there?
It's just not there.
Okay.
So the invoices are there, but the... Any supporting documentation really for payroll or anything is not really there.
Well, there's another point made, too, that it's not under the correct category.
I think that's a mistake on... You're talking about the second paragraph?
No. I don't have that in front of me, but it was.
Here's what I was. This is probably what he's referring to.
Yes.
That's the second paragraph.
Yeah.
Yes, second paragraph.
I don't know that Travis knew there was a portion set aside for those specific uses, so that's not. I don't think we can do it because of that. I think it's because of the supporting documentation.
Well, I see his last statement
But it was open for profit entities.
Pardon?
Talking about the last sentence in the second paragraph?
The last statement of his letter.
How much of that is based on the second paragraph?
Did you say the documentation was there?
No. So there's no proof of payment?
That's what I thought we said,
the documentation. It is just an invoice does not show in any way that invoice has been paid. There's no supporting documentation for payroll whatsoever.
That's the way I was reading it, that it, and the requirements was the documentation had to be there and they couldn't go back and ask for it because of the deadline. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
Did you
I will say this is one that the committee also recommended denial of. They just asked that it go to the county legal to confirm.
So now this one, if we take action on, you can finalize that portion?
That's correct.
Move to deny the CARES Act request for Alternative Health Labs, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, ma'am. Is all the other ones ready? All the other CARE Act?
The public, yes. Ready for discussion and decision.
Okay.
So if it's on the agenda for next week, we can do that.
Absolutely.
And what we just went over today on number 31 on the where the payroll was, and if you take that out, then that will help you reconstruct your chart. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also probably need to figure out all the money that's going to be put back into the bucket.
Notice of renewal for animal disposal services number 21-016, animal control. I have a letter dated March 2nd, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. And he approves the notice as to form.
Any questions?
No. Has it changed at all?
Says the only thing that's changed is the time.
Okay.
For an additional 1 year with no changes to the terms and conditions of the underlying agreement.
I like those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and Friends of the Family Pet Memorial Gardens Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it important on the notice of renewal that we add incorporated for that matter? Before we sign it, is it important that they add the renewal or the incorp on it or they don't?
Where? It says notice is given that the County of Taney agrees to renew the animal disposal agreement with Friends of the Family.
I was looking at the top. It's not. Okay. Okay.
Notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, Aspen Chemical and Supply, number 21-015, maintenance.
I have a question on this. I questioned it when they were all put in separate, and when I got them all and I looked at them, is there any reason, Ben's, they're all the same, and the file number's the same, except A, B, C, D, E, and F, that it cannot be motioned and approved as one?
They're separate entities that we're making the agreements with, correct?
Yes.
So I think, well, we could.
If they're all listed. I'm just asking.
No, that's fine. They're agendized separately. So
yeah.
I think that limits us from being able to do it in all one swoop. I'm sure we can streamline it, though.
I had asked when it was put on that way, and I was told it had to be separate. When I got them in the reading, I couldn't see.
I don't know why it would have to be separate.
I've got them all. I've got a letter dated March 4th, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's listed, he's reviewed all the above notices of renewal relating to the following vendors.
Yeah, it could have been agendized as notice for renewal janitorial supplies, and we could have done it all. Mm-hmm.
And he approves all notices as to form.
And the only changes are an extension for a year, correct?
Correct.
And there's no changes to the terms or conditions on any of it?
No.
So the first one is Aspen Chemical. Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Aspen Chemical and Supply LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal janitorial services supplies, Botchett Services and Supply, number 21-015MB.
Any questions on this one?
They're all the same.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Botcher Service and Supply Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sir, are you here for any of the of these? I don't want to blow through them, and you're here to talk about them.
Notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, dispose and save, number 21-015, maintenance C.
Any questions on this one? Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between dispose and save LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, Hilliard, number 21-015, maintenance D.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by between Hilliard Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, Industrial Soap Company, number 21-015, maintenance E.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Industrial Soap Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion.